The debate will be in a town hall style format, with questions coming from undecided voters, some in the live audience, and others who sent their questions through email. Veteran NBC television journalist Tom Brokaw will be moderating questions that he pre-screened. With Barack Obama holding a lead in public opinion polls and only 29 days left until the election, analysts say John McCain needs to do something dramatic to change the dynamics of the race. During the past several days, McCain's campaign, led by vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, has questioned Obama's values and his patriotism. CBS News analyst Jeff Greenfield said McCain clearly believes he needs to change the subject from the economic crisis.
The McCain campaign has been remarkably candid in saying flatly, even on the record, we have got to change the topic from the economy to raise doubts about Obama or we lose.
McCain prefers town hall style debates and often seems energized by a live audience. But experts say such a format does not lend itself well to one candidate attacking another for fear of being seen as too aggressive and too confrontational in the presence of voters. Both McCain and Obama are widely considered to have delivered a strong performance in their first debate last month. Steve Toma of McClatchy Newspapers told MSNBC News that the candidate's style is important.
Then there's the question of style. Who looks calm and reassuring, a sober hand at the wheel in a time of crisis?
NBC's Mark Whitaker said voters are not likely to want to hear about the candidate's patriotism or past associations, but are more interested in hearing how each of them intends to fix the economy.
The voters and the people in the audience who are going to be asking the questions, they're going to want to hear about the economy, they're going to hear about health care and so forth.
Analysts say both candidates need to show voters that they understand the economic pressures they are facing. They need to offer some ideas on how they plan to lead the country out of the global economic crisis. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.